take a break. Play me some Marvin Sees or some Marvin Gaye. Call me later because I won't be at home. I'm going out tonight because I feel like getting on. Gonna sit around all night long. I'm gonna dance until the morning comes. I'm gonna let all of my troubles go. It's 2 a.m. in the morning and I'm ready for more. Good time. You're not going out to pick up anybody, right? All you want to do is let go some frustrations because you've had a hard and a hell of a week. You got your money, you got your ride. Go head on and have yourself a good time. You know what I mean? This is what I'm trying to say.
Coming up, Mad Mike and Wild Will, Coast to Coast, right after this. With James, Mary Jane. Yeah. Come on, let's get this party started.
Come here, man. do it, baby.
To our audience around the globe, this is Mad Mike and Wild Wilk, coast to coast, coming to you each and every Thursday, 8:15 p.m. on the east, 5:15 on the west, if I have that right, 7:15 central and 6:15 mountain time. Welcome to the set, my co-host, the esteemed Mad Mike. Hey, man, what's going on, my brother?
Yeah, I've been called a lot of things in my life, but esteemed isn't one of them, I don't think.
Go with it, Mike. Go with it, Mike. Okay.
Okay, I'm esteemed.
Oh, man, oh, man. Having fun. Always look forward to this show because I look at it as a musical journey. In many cases, down memory lane, some of these songs you haven't heard in a while. I haven't heard them in a while. Mike hasn't heard them in a while. And we remind us of how much great, great music there is out here. Just fabulous artists all over the place. So, ladies, keep it locked right here on The Buzz. Studio W, The Buzz. Got a mad list for you. Got a wild list for you. Got a mad pick and a wild pick. I mean, it doesn't get much gooder than that. It gets gooder and gooder. Okay, how about that? We have our own language around here. Okay, so anyway, ladies and gentlemen, man, you got your list as usual. Got a ton of songs. We probably have more music than we have time, but this is a 3-hour show, folks. So don't keep it to yourself. You can go to studiowbuzz.com, share with a friend. That studiowbuzz.com for our international audience. You can go simply just type in, go to Google, however you search, and type in studiow.buzz. You can reach us anywhere, anytime around the globe. Our apps, Android is simply Studio W. Apple is Studio W. Studio.W for Apple, available on Google Play, Apple CarPlay, and Alexa. You can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. So, man, I can't wait to get it off. Guess what? March is an exciting month for me. I love March for many, many reasons. It's my birthday month. But also, if you're into basketball or you love to support your college teams, March Madness started today. Well, actually, it started yesterday with some prelim games. But anyway, kind of cool, man. Kind of cool. Feel sorry for some of you Virginia fans out there. Virginia lost to Furman. I believe Furman was text me. I think Furman was something like a 13 seed, and Virginia was 4, and Virginia got knocked off by 1 point. Oh, my goodness. Hey, so, Matt, hey, bro, I haven't spoken to you forever. Like yesterday.
Like 2 days?
No, one. Hey, got a lot of great songs for you, man. Oh, I'm going to kick it off with your list. You familiar with Barrett Strong?
Barry Strong?
Barrett.
Barrett Strong.
Yeah, it's called.
My list.
Call
on my list?
Yeah, it's on your list. It's called Money. Yeah. Let's do this. Mad Mike, Wild Will, Coast to Coast.
Yes. Money, the root of all evil. Two funny things. save your soul. Don't sell it for that mean, 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 mean thing.
Mighty Dollar. Oh, don't let money change you. That's the OJs. Hey, this is the Buzz. Monday Night Madness. No, Monday Night Madness was Monday. This is Mad Mike and Wild Will Coast to Coast. I had to correct myself real quick, Mike. It's all mad. It's all mad. Speaking of mad, oh man, you can see, you inspired that song that I played because you had Money by Barrett Strong. Money, that's what I want. Then I had to follow that up with the OJs. Yes. You know, sometimes when you, and it just depends on what we're doing, what groove we're in. Sometimes if you play a song that has a certain title or a certain meaning to it, I will try to match that in some way. You know, try to keep the rhythm and the vibe going. But that song, it seems like today, Mike, everything is about money. And, somehow as, the intelligent beings that happen to be occupying the earth right now. You know I'm being sarcastic.
You know, it's odd that that we're talking about money because I just, Warren and I have been texting, my brother's Warren and he and I have been texting back and forth just before the show. So I told him to tune in and text one of us to let us know if he's with us or not. So
yeah, I hope he does because I sent him a text also. And you had no idea. I sent him a text, about maybe, 10, 15 minutes ago.
Yeah, that's the same time we were texting back and forth. He wanted to know, I used to work for United California Bank, UCB, back in the day before I think they were bought out by Wells Fargo. So he was asking me through text he couldn't remember if I worked for Republic Bank or something like that.
Right.
So that's what started the conversation.
Yeah. He and I got to talk to Warren. I love having conversations with Warren. He'll call me for one thing and then we'll spend about maybe 15, 20 minutes talking about, make sure that, I can give him the information that he's looking for or vice versa. And the other hour, we're just talking about stuff. And it's crazy that you brought this up because folks, if you've been paying any attention to the news, to me, it was a scary moment for a minute. And that is the SVB Bank, in, Silicon Valley, California. You can say it collapsed. And can you imagine the nervous investors? And I'm glad that, the government stepped in and made sure that, depositors, that their money was protected because, with the, FDIC, I believe, they had a limit of $250,000, right? If you had that, it would be protected. But I'm glad that our government stepped up above and beyond to make sure that these hardworking people out there that had payrolls and businesses and whatever it is, your lifetime fortunes and things like that, they are protected. And so it's really crazy. We're not going to get into the politics or anything like that of it today. But, folks, be vigilant. Be vigilant, you know? So. All right, we'll talk about that later, and I'll give you some information on how you can talk to some professionals if you need one later on in the show, all right? All right, so anyway, Mike, I am always excited about this show. Why don't you tell the audience, what is Mad Mike and Wild Will Coast to Coast? What is our objective?
It's to be not like everyone else.
Yeah.
I want us to be not normal. I want us to be abnormal. with the playing out of music. If you tune into a country station, you get country western. You tune into a jazz and blues station, you get jazz and blues. You tune into us here on Coast to Coast, not only are you going to get everything from classical to big band to Motown to jazz, blues, old rock, new rock. Not only those items, but we also like to highlight people that that aren't famous,
yeah,
have beautiful voices.
Oh.
Or people that were maybe not the singers themselves, but they were the push behind music being produced. So we like to talk about things like that. We certainly like to highlight young people, the young artists that are coming up. I think one of my songs I have on here on my list, she's like 10 and just has a gorgeous voice. So I'll fill you on that when we get a little further down the line on the list. But yeah.
Yes. Now, oh, that was Eva. Is that the video you sent me?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, okay.
No, that's Eva Cassidy. She's my mad pick for tonight, and I'll explain that later. But here it is. One Moment in Time, Roberta Battaglia. Oh, geez, I'm slaughtering this last name.
I know the feeling.
Battaglia. She was on one of the song contestant shows.
Okay.
And so I followed her, and she was 10 on the YouTube video that I was watching on, I think, America's Got Talent or one of those shows. She was only 10 years old, and I thought, man, listen to this voice. So I had to look her up and do a little more research on her. So, again, we like to highlight stuff that no other station playing music does. We like to talk about it. We just don't want to tell you when it was produced and who sang it. We want to get into kind of the meat, so to speak, around the creation of the songs, whether they were created out of happiness, whether they were created out of sadness. You know, last week we did many of the artists that we lost way too young in their lives. And we're going to do a follow-up show on that maybe next week. We got to coordinate with the professor. But yeah, we don't want to be the normal stuff. So if you want to hear stuff you've never heard before, or you want to hear about artists you've never heard before, or you want to hear a song that you haven't heard since you're in high school, you know, 30, 40, 50 years ago, we're going to be playing all that stuff.
Absolutely.
How's that, Wade?
It sounds great. Sounds great. And speaking of, see, not being normal is, okay, it's applicable for me, man, Mike and I, because we're definitely not normal, okay? I can tell you that. Speaking of which, Mike, I've got one. Oh, wow, you picked up one of my favorites, too. This is Boney James. Boneyism. Let's do this. Right. Hey, guys, kick back, grab a glass. Warren Ward. Warren says, hey, Florida is in the house. Oh! Oh, I've got something to say. I've got something to say. On the way back. On the way back, right after this. Mad Mike, Wild Wheel, Coast to Coast. Mm-hmm. Boney-ism. Oh, that's one of my favorites. One of my favorites, man. Oh, my goodness. I'm a Boney James fan. Got a quick story for you. I'm not sure whether you've ever seen Boney James in person or not, but I did. Down in Southern California, down in Temecula, down in wine country. And it was, oh, what is that venue? I can see it right now. The name escapes me. Right there in Temecula, where they have a lot of jazz concerts. Thornton's. Isn't Thornton's Winery, I believe. Check me.
I'm not familiar.
Please, I got to fact check that, but I believe it's Thornton Winery right there in Temecula, California. And it was a nice, warm, breezy, sunny night. And you're kicking back, man, with the moonlight out there. And you listen to some Boney James, having a little wine, dinner. It doesn't get much better than that, brother. It doesn't get much better than that at all. I promise you. I've seen some fabulous concerts down there. Norman Brown, I saw him there. Like I said, Boney James and so many other fabulous jazz artists there. I believe it's Thornton's Winery. I'm almost certain of it. Correct me. Fact check me, folks, if you have better information than that. Now, something else.
I got to tell you why I selected some Boney James songs for today. I think I put three on the list. So, I was taking an Uber the other night because I'm going to go play music at one of the clubs, do some KJ work and DJ work. And I get in this, she's an older gal, probably in her 60s, something like that. She's the Uber driver, and she's got jazz on.
Okay.
In the car. Listen, so I asked, hey, you like jazz? She goes, yeah, I love jazz. And I started talking about this program, Coast to Coast, and I gave her all the information to look us up and join us on Thursdays. And I said, what's your favorite jazz artist? She said, Boney James. He didn't even take half a second. Boney James. I said, you know what? Next time I'm able, we're going to play some Boney James for you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, this is absolutely amazing. Your brother, Juan Ward, my friend, he sent me another text. He said, you want to be different? He said, play in a God of the Vita.
In a God of the Vita.
That's right. In a God of the Vita. Iron Butterfly. Mike. And this is, and I promise you on everything that I know and everything that I love. About three or four hours ago, I'm saying I'm going to add In a God of the Vita on my list. I promise you. And you know me, Mike. I wouldn't tell you if it wasn't true. Warren, hey, bro, we're going to play it, and we're going to play the entire song just for you. My friend.
Isn't it like the 17-minute song?
I don't care.
Okay.
It's all right with me.
I like the song.
It's all right with me.
Very good.
If it's all right with you, then I'm playing it.
Well, yeah, it's absolutely more than all right with me.
All right, let's do this, folks. This is Mad Mike Wildwell, Coast to Coast. You never know what to expect on this show, I'm telling you, because – he's mad, I'm wild, the combination is it indescribable? Undescribable. Huh, both works for me. Oh man, I love this song. I love this. I had the album. And the black lights to go along with it. The posters.
You know that I'm loving you in a God of a Vita, baby. Don't you know that I'll always be true? Oh, won't you come with me and I'll take my hand? Oh, won't you come? In a God of a Vita, honey, don't you know that I'm loving you? In a God of a Vita, baby, don't you know that I'll always be true?
You listen to Mad Mike Wow Will Coast to Coast.
Iron Butterfly. Thank you.
God of a
Vida.
Honor.
I love this.
Don't you know that I'm loving you? In a God of a Vida, baby. Don't you know that I'll always be true?
Mike, while we'll coast to coast.